Namaste and welcome back. Today I would like to say a few words, my thoughts about a topic which is very useful for a lot of people. How to balance, how to find balance with social interactions, especially what to do when one feels out of place, how to deal with desire for avoiding people, especially those that one perceives as very different, and how can one stay open and social without compromising one's values. It's like a common problem for us. And this is also a situation which we all face, dilemma. Many times we have to interact with some of our family members, maybe our in-laws or their family or cousins or siblings, families, extended families. Many times when we have to face people whom we actually don't want to interact much, maybe we don't have any specific problem with them, but it so happens that maybe now I have taken to yoga and then I am following a healthy lifestyle. When we have these interactions, people drink and eat everything, which maybe I don't like. But then we completely cannot avoid these situations as we being social beings, human beings. So this is when people find a lot of conflict. So actually, one of my a friend and a student asked me to explain. I thought this is also a situation which a lot of people face. So I thought of sharing some of my thoughts on this. Presently, I'm in Lithuania in the forests. It's so silent here. We're doing a retreat here. We have only the sounds of the birds. So, coming to the topic, first we have to understand that we cannot just do things what we like all the time. In general, we should try to do what we love, no doubt. But we have to also do many things in life which we don't like. Is there anyone who will like to pay taxes, sit down and lovingly, happily sitting and filing the tax returns? Is there anyone who really, I love paying taxes? Is there anyone who likes to be stuck in a traffic jam? Is there anyone who will like to get stuck in an airport when the flights get cancelled or there is a flash strike in an airport? So there are many things which we come across and face which is not to our liking. The weather is sunny and then you go out for a walk and suddenly it starts raining and you didn't carry your umbrella or your raincoat and you get wet and it's cold. Is there anyone who says that, wow, it's so nice? There are many things in life which we don't want, but yet we have to face. Increasingly, nowadays, there is an obsession that I would like to do just what I like. In the job also, they want to do certain elements which they like, and they don't want to do many things which they don't like. But whenever you buy a package, there will be things which we like, and there will be some things, some elements which we don't like. It's not possible to tailor make everything. Like maybe some tour packages, we can do that. But still, there also we may come across things which we may not really like. You may have a tour package, but maybe a part of the package which really you are looking for may not happen, may not take place. Or the weather conditions, we cannot decide. you want to go and see, say, Northern Lights, and then so many people told me this. They go there for a week or 10 days, spending a lot of money, and then you cannot plan Northern Lights. It doesn't happen. That's it. So you go to a place to have some nice time, and then once you go there, then you have some stomach upset, you fall sick. Anything can happen. So we need to understand very clearly that we cannot order everything the way we want. So in life, yes, you can plan, definitely you can plan, you can work for things, but you cannot decide everything exactly the way you want. This is where actually the growth happens. Whenever we are facing things which we don't like, as long as they are not wrong, I'm not saying that you should do things or you should face things which are not nice. You don't need to unnecessarily trouble yourself. Unnecessarily, you don't need to get into some stupid situations and cause trouble to yourself. And also, you don't need to do things which are illegal, which are not right, which will cause hurt to others or which will cause hurt to yourself. Which will unnecessarily create a lot of disturbance for everyone around, and finally you are not going to get anything out of it. So there are many wrong things. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, for example, now you have to go with your partner or your husband or wife to a family gathering, and you don't know most of them, and you in fact don't like a couple of them. For whatever reasons, it's not necessarily that you had some problem with them, but you somehow, you know, we all have our own likes and dislikes, no logic, no reason. Because, you know, you if you want to understand this, try to see a game which you don't even know. For example, if you don't know anything about football, just switch on the TV, go to a channel and start watching a football match. And you don't know anything about the game. Or you know a little bit about the game, but you have no attachment or connection to any team which is playing, then you just watch your mind. After a few minutes, you will start taking side of one team. You will start cheering for one team, or you will start want one team to win. And then you ask yourself, or just observe, why am I liking this team? No specific reason. You start, I like the jersey of this team. The dress of this, the color of this team is my favorite color. Is it a logic? Is there any meaning in it? Nothing. So this is how the mind operates. So many times we don't have any specific reason also. Or there may be some deeper reason, doesn't matter. So here, the same way, we don't like some members of the family for anything. Not necessary that we had some issue with them. So now you have to sit with them, spend an evening, which is difficult. Your mind will resist. This is exactly what I'm saying. Like you are in a traffic, stuck in a traffic jam, or stuck in an airport. What will you do? So you try to understand that first thing, change the perspective. Change the perspective and understand that in life we cannot decide everything exactly the way we want it. One. Two, if you value this relationship, for example, if I value the relationship of my partner or whoever it is, then this also becomes a package. This is part of the package I have to attend. But of course, there what I can do is, I can just silently participate with a smile. I don't need to really bother much about their thoughts or opinions. I don't need to participate in what they are doing. For example, if they are all drinking and you don't want to drink, you can always tell. I also used to drink a lot, and I don't want to drink now because I am careful about my health. What is wrong in it? They may joke at you. Let them joke. They have the freedom to joke, and you have the freedom not to bother about them. Let them joke, give them the freedom. At your cost, they'll laugh or smile or cut a joke on you. It doesn't matter. You also smile, laugh along with them. We don't spend anything for that. They laugh at you, you laugh at yourself. That's finished. Then it doesn't carry with us. Otherwise, it's like, you know, they laughed at me, they make a joke at me, they made a joke at me. If you think that, then it will hurt. Whereas instead, okay, it's all right, who cares? That's they're in a good mood and they don't understand what is a healthy joke and what is not a healthy joke. It doesn't matter to us. So you can take it that way, then it hurts much less. And maybe even we go to, we cross a point where we are not, we are strong. Like someone tries to hurt you and you don't get hurt means what? You are strong. So here it can become like that. Or they are eating things which you don't eat. For example, I am a vegetarian and wherever I go, I do face this problem. People eat eggs and people eat meat, fish, so many things. So many things, insects also. Some places people eat things and then they relish them, not just eat. They will be making sounds also when they eat. Then as long as they don't force me to eat, I don't bother. It's their choice. Food is a choice and let them do it. I am not going to tell them they should eat or they should not eat. But if they are going to lecture me or try to force me, then definitely I will take a stand. If they lecture also, I don't bother actually. I just smile and leave it. I just smile and leave it. If someone goes beyond a point and try to lecture, I can always tell that there are other perspectives. You can watch, there are a lot of documentaries how this protein concept and all are not very correct. We can just mention it and leave it there without creating an argument. So everywhere we have some disagreements. If we are matured, if we are more balanced, if we are more grounded, then we don't bother. But then imagine I am getting disturbed. I'm feeling uncomfortable in this situation. That means there is an opportunity for me to grow. What is that opportunity to grow? That even in a disturbing situation, I can remain peaceful and smile. How to do it? That's what I am saying. How to do it is you change the perspective. You say, okay, this is their understanding. They have limited understanding. Doesn't matter to me. I am not here to convert everybody. I am not here to lecture people. I am not here to change everyone around me. I protect my own peace. Of course, if someone comes and says that I would like to know, let us engage in some discussion, healthy discussion, then it will be nice. But many times, no. In a bigger group, especially in family gatherings or even in friends, the dominating characters of the group, they take over and they will set the narrative. We don't need to get carried away with that narrative if we are clear. See, when we are not clear, then only we will be disturbed. For example, everybody is eating meat and then they are lecturing to me to eat meat. If I am alone there, then I can get disturbed. I will give you an example. In my college days, I was living in my engineering. I was in the hostel and the block in which I was staying in the hostel, I was the only vegetarian. Everybody else was eating fish meat and not much meat there. It used to be chicken and eggs. So they planned a party and then they collected some extra money for the party. I paid the money. But then I told that I will not eat anything. I will eat only vegetarian. So they were actually feeling guilty that they were not able to give anything special to me because they were making too many things for themselves. So they, because they were feeling guilty, the organizers were coming to me and trying to convert me to eat something. It was before the actual party. So everybody was coming, every 1 hour and will tell me that why don't you eat something? Why don't you eat? There's nothing, fish fry is nice. Chicken biryani will be nice. Like that they were trying to tell me. I didn't really know what to do, how to counter them. But I was getting disturbed. And then suddenly I got a clue. Next time one person came and told me, why don't you eat? I looked into his eyes and said, why don't you stop eating? No, what are you talking? He said. I said, you asked me, why don't you eat? I am saying, why don't you don't eat? Why don't you stop eating? So he didn't have an immediate answer. He went away. And then the next one, now I got a clue. Everybody, whenever they were advising me, why don't you eat? I used to tell them, why don't you stop eating? So then they thought, okay, there's no point in talking much. So they left me alone. So I was peaceful. So I ate some potatoes and survived. So the thing is, Generally, when people try to lecture us or force us, we have to find some ways of handling it. But we don't need to become antisocial. We don't need to be like, you know, run away from groups. We don't need to be afraid. If I am bold, I will face. I will not run away. But sometimes it's not needed, I agree. So first you can try. If you can avoid it, nothing wrong in it. See if you can avoid without causing any ripples, any rupture in the relationships. But if you feel that it is not possible to avoid, go there, sit there, have some nice conversation. But you don't, if you can. But there, if they are not talking anything meaningful, if they are very like small talk, and you don't like, or you're not in a mood to have any small talk at that time, you can put a broad smile on your face, and then just be there. Maybe sometime you can walk to the bathroom. Sometime you can look at your phone and give messages, or you can catch up with something which is pending. You can do many things. You can go and switch on the TV and watch some program and say that, oh, this is my favorite program. I will watch 15 minutes and will come back. You can find some ways without really spoiling anything. And sometimes people say, if you do like this, that's not being authentic. You have to understand these advocates of authenticity. Many times they get onto my nerves because it doesn't make any sense. See, what is meant by authentic? You are super angry when you are paying taxes. Who is bothered about your anger? Who cares a damn if you are upset? You are stuck in a traffic jam and you are mad with anger. Who is bothered? On whom you will show your authenticity? Better learn to be balanced rather than fuming and releasing your emotions and saying that you want to express those emotions, then go and write on Twitter. It doesn't make any sense. So the thing is, you have to learn how not to get emotionally thrown out of balance. Not, yes, I agree, once you are thrown out of balance, once the emotions are released, then the corresponding neurochemicals are released and then they will have an impact on you. But otherwise, you have to learn how not to release them beforehand. That means in the first instance itself, you don't get upset. And that comes with the practice. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen. Nothing happens overnight. Did anyone learn anything overnight? It takes some time. These are certain patterns. Actually, it doesn't take much time. It comes with the understanding. But the time is because you have to rewrite the patterns. Certain habits we already created. So the habit doesn't go away in 1 second. It takes some time. That's why in Indian spirituality, we say, you are already the truth. Tattvamasi, you are that truth which you are searching. But then, though even when we understand it completely, it takes time for it to get assimilated and become spontaneous. That's why we have these three steps called Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, listening, reflection and contemplation. Reflection takes time. Contemplation, that means rewriting these habitual patterns, rewriting these wrong patterns and creating new patterns, it takes some effort, some time. So nothing wrong in it. So we don't need to become like completely out of the groups. You can lead a very healthy life, a life with nice, good values. That is your growth, and it will definitely help you because it will make you experience more and more joy, more and more quality of life. But that doesn't mean that we have to become completely introvert and then keep away from groups. That is part of the lifestyle of a monk. Monks are supposed to lead a life at least for some time, keeping themselves away from people and meditating and contemplating. That is meant for reflection and contemplation. Here we can do that every day. Your everyday practice is your own time. Every day your meditation is your own time. So you do that every day. You can take off a few minutes for contemplation, and before going to bed, you can take 3 minutes or 5 minutes of just reviewing the day. So all this will help. All this will help. But as social beings, you need to interact with others, and you're teaching yoga. Imagine you're teaching yoga. Don't expect to get students whom you like. There will be a lot of students who will give you a lot of challenge. You tell one thing, they will do another thing. You give the best class, they will say that your class is trash. And you give a class which is useless, and they will adore you. So that's why everybody has followers. Every guru has a big following. Every teacher has a following. Everyone has their own set of people. So don't expect things to happen the way you expect or you want them. So even with the interactions. Sometimes we'll have to interact with people whom we don't want to interact. What to do? In India, when we have to get things done, you have to interact with some government officials. You don't like to do that. It's not nice. Nothing will be done. Sometimes you have to give some bribes, which is against your value, but you try not to give. Then you will understand what happens. Things will not be done. That's it. Things will not be done. And you start again, and you will come to a point exactly where you left. Again, it will be the same dilemma. Either you do it, or you just stop everything, close your shop down, and then go and become a monk. And then there are also other problems. As you monk also, you will have your issues. You go to a forest, and then one of my friend, he came back from the forest in within one day. He said, why? The forest is very noisy. Birds are making too much noise. Too many birds, he said. So it's a perspective. So wherever you go, there will be these things. So we have to learn to be balanced amidst all situations. So these are some of my thoughts on this topic, and we continue. Thank you so much. Wish you all a wonderful, wonderful summer time, and love you.